We both have our new hoodies on.
I know. We wanted to wear them to show you guys.
God, we might even have to release just this part as a fucking mini episode. Yo, let's stand up. These pants used to be so tight on me. These are so cute. My hoodie's so cute. I love it.
This is my first sample of my top surgery hoodie. I literally made it. This is like actually a photo of my chest when I still had my invisible stitches in. So it looks
gnarly.
It was like when they were out and I was like, oh, this is for the rest of my life.
You're and also I'm wearing full boobs on mine.
Yeah, like,
yours are off and mine are on.
Yeah, no, I can't believe I have boobs either, so I cut them off. And it was like I had a version of this. It was like inspired by the Vivian Westwood like boob shirt that for the Sex Pistols. And then I realized that I was like, when I had top surgery, I just like, you have to like sit up when you get surgery for 6 months. Like sleeping. Like you have to be like up. And then you can't lift your arms. Mm. So it's like a zip hoodie is the only option. So like, why do I not have a top surgery hoodie? So this is my top surgery hoodie. So if you're having top surgery or if you're a fierce bitch, you buy this hoodie.
I can't wait. We have to do a hoodie swap.
We have to.
I know.
I know. It's so cute. I literally love it. It's like, I love it.
Well, I love a zip hoodie because whenever I do makeup or I'm like going to a gig or like I'm in drag, I don't want to ruin my makeup by putting a shirt on, taking a shirt off. So I always put a zip hoodie on.
Yeah.
Like I hate a pullover hoodie.
Yeah.
Hate.
And I don't know if I have like OCD. I don't know what it is. Like ADHD, OCD, whatever I have. But I have this like hoodie, like I have like a texture thing with like foods and things where it's just like I need everything. And I have like a specific weight of hoodie for every type of mood I'm in. I have like hundreds of hoodies and this one's just like the best surge one. Like it's just like, it's like lightweight but not, and it has like a little knot at the end so you won't have to like, cause you won't bite your aglets off. I like that better.
Oh.
What are yours?
Aglets?
Wow. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, and then I just like, it's just so cute and it's like soft but like not like the too thick one. That's like really soft inside, you know?
You've done your research.
I don't like, no, I'm a hoodie connoisseur.
Science. There's a science over here.
Yes. I mean, girl, back in the day, before my lipo, I was hoodieing it up. I was like, hide my body. I was like,
hide my body.
Like, I was like,
don't look at me.
So I have like a hoodie for every like weight. And this one's just like such a good weight. And I love it. It's like one of my favorite hoodies.
Amazing. And the pants?
The pants, you found this fabric in Santielli.
I sure did. Hand-me-downs. I guess they would probably fit me again. I don't know what's going on with my weight, you guys. Like, these used to fit me so snug. Crazy.
I do. I'm swimming in these. I know what is going on with your weight. From the dark, dark land of Ozempia.
Damn. Call me out.
I mean, no, we're just on the peptides. We're not stealing.
From diabetics.
Anyway, this is my hoodie. But yeah, this is my hoodie. It's like really special and so cute. And I released like a weird shirt and now I have like a top surgery version. So if you're getting
when is yours available for purchase?
I'm going to put it up, like we're gonna start shipping out on Trans Day of Visibility.
Which is
March 31st, Trans Day of Visibility. But I'm really excited because truly though, if I had this when I got top surgery also, it was like kind of like I got on Moans and then I got top surgery like kind of fast after. And so like the testosterone was like putting me through a second puberty, baby, and I had like the worst acne ever. And laying on my back that much, I had back knee. It was fucking so sick in the head.
Back knee is maybe worse than face knee.
Face knee. It was so sick, bitch. Oh my God. And because I was just like laying flat, surged out of my mind for so long. But with my hoodie, that won't happen. I'm just kidding.
So yours are ready to ship March 31st. Mm-hmm. Mine are ready to ship. Hopefully by the time this video comes out, they'll be sold out. I don't know. My hoodie is ready to ship now and get it while it's hot, baby.
I know. I love it. It's very
I love us.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
I put the tits on. You took the tits off. It's very telling.
It's the way it goes.
We'll be right back.
Nell Gore.
Hi everyone, it's me, Violet Tchotchke.
And I'm Got Mick.
And you are watching another episode of
No Gorge.
Yeah, this hoodie, it's really inspired by John Willie and Jean Bilbrew and Eric Stanton, like all the classic sort of fetish illustrators. But it was done by my friend Natalie Ratner, who has been doing a lot of my merch lately, and she's just like such an amazing illustrator, and she hand inks, draws, paints everything by hand, and then we digitally sort of, I guess we like scan it. I don't know what she does. She's like a magician.
Yeah.
The way she will send me updates of her hand drawing it, and then it like suddenly becomes like a gorgeous computer graphic is like the craziest thing ever.
So cute.
But I got so many like samples of this done and like versions of it done, and then we finally settled on this one. And I really, really love it. I'm even thinking of producing it as like a t-shirt in the future. So
I think you should. It's really cute.
Let me know if you guys want that. But I am obsessed with it. I love it so much. And I finally feel like I'm getting merch produced that like I'm happy with. Like I feel like this is with anything. Like it's like, okay, it's like close enough. So I guess like I'll put it out. Like I feel like there's been 8 years of that. And I finally have found people that like get the vibe.
Yeah.
And can like do what I fucking want them to do. And like Natalie is like, finally, I have like cute merch that like what I want. Yeah. Like it's been such a struggle, I feel like. So love you, Natalie. And if you guys want the hoodie, it's available for purchase.
Yeah, that's the vibe. You just have to release shit that like is your like you.
Yeah. Like I don't want to make stuff that I wouldn't wear myself.
Exactly. And this is like actually me.
Yeah.
Don't you want my giant scary scars on your body?
Love it. I know I do.
For 4 easy payments of $75.99.
You pay the once, you pay the twice, and then you say, okay, I am finished. No?
What is that?
Oh my God. It's like my favorite Trixie quote ever.
Oh.
She's talking about Klarna.
Oh.
Do y'all remember Klarna?
I love that you have a favorite Trixie quote.
No, it's like me and Vincent laugh about it all the time. Do you remember Klarna?
I do remember Klarna. I was not on Drag Race when Klarna was like a thing though. So I wasn't unfortunately part of that. But one of my favorite.
You know what I'm talking about, Rachel?
There was like an era where like Klarna had a chokehold on drag queens and they were paying you guys like fucking diddly squat. Like it was
diddly squat.
Diddly squat.
Well, no, what happens is when you get pitched something and they give you the total price, you're like, wow, this is a great deal. Like this is a great offer. Like this is a great offer. Like I'm gonna make X amount of dollars from this one deal. And then you once you're doing it, you're like, oh, this is like a year long like ambassador deal, and they are wanting a post every 3 days for this price. And then you do the math and you're like, this is an awful deal. Like I'm having to talk about them as if they're my baby.
No, you do that all the time. You love
it. Was
that.
No, I like learned from Klarna. Like I was like, this is an awful deal.
But one of my favorite clips ever of you is from Klarna with you and Naomi Smalls where you fall.
That's so fucking
that's
rude.
Like that's so funny. It's like the way you fall is so funny.
True.
Like it's like in a it's like a cartoon where it's like whoa.
And then Vincent's like, there also and like runs in to try to save me or like catches a vase or something. Well, I was trying to do the Naomi Smalls like lean back like limbo trick. Anyways, in my brain when we were filming the stupid clone thing with World of Wonder is so shady for leaving that in. Like so shady. The fact that I was filming that, I was like, oh, they're definitely not gonna leave me falling in the video.
What are you talking about?
Like, in my brain, I'm like, why would they, like, that's so rude. Like, they wouldn't leave that in. Cut to me not, like, having a PR agent or anyone, like, vetting the, like, approving the videos. And in my brain, they're like, oh, like, that's gonna get edited out. Haha. No.
I think that's the only Klarna video I've ever seen.
You've never seen Trixie Mattel going, you paid it once.
But I think that was like making fun of Klarna.
Yes. So no, because it
wasn't an actual Klarna thing.
You guys, it got
like
to a point.
Yours wasn't a real thing.
That one was real.
Yeah, like yours was an actual thing. Trixie was making fun of it.
No, she was being paid to say that.
Really?
Yes. Everybody was doing these. Babe, Klarna was paying the drag queens to talk about debt. It was trying to get everyone in debt. And I don't understand because I would never, ever, ever use Klarna for real.
Well, I actually met, I was talking about
unless
this.
Unless you're going to pay me again, then I totally would.
I was actually talking about this because I went to Trixie and Katya's tour and they did like, they have like bits.
Babe, their whole show like, is based around this era of drag. Right. I haven't seen their show,
they have
but,
like bits where they like pre-filmed like skits or whatever. Right. And one is like Klarma or something. It's like fake.
Their whole, I think it's Trixie's.
So funny. And it's literally like
isn't
making
their whole
fun
show
of,
Klarma?
No. I mean, Klarma like sponsors it or something, but it's like a commercials that they made.
From
it's like
what
a,
I understand,
joke.
The Trixie and Katya's touring
educating
show.
Educating me on a show I literally went to.
I don't know. I've just heard about it. From what I understand, their whole show is based around Klarma, which is a knockoff
so, like,
of Klarna.
Based around it.
Well, I haven't seen it.
It's like so. A really good show, though. It was like really, it was funny.
Was it funny?
Yeah, it was really hilarious.
I heard there are costumes.
You could call them that.
No, but it got to a point with the Klarna post that I had to physically in my body turn it into comedy because it was like, it was ridiculous. It was camp. It was a failed seriousness. Like, I was literally, like, trying to sell these payments. And they're in my story highlights, or I'll have to go to my archive of stories, and we can put them in here. But it got to the point with Klarna where I had to – it was so unserious.
Well, I was talking about Klarna and, like, that era to my, like, new team or whatever. And there was, like, a few people in there being like, oh, I actually use that. Like, I think it's, like, a – like, people really do use it.
If you don't have the money to buy something, don't buy it.
Well, that would stress me out so
much.
Oh,
my God.
What? But I guess, like, if you just really want stuff, I don't know. It would be like...
Babe, if you don't have the money to buy something, then you don't need to be buying it. Like, what do you mean? It is for me.
Well,
if I did that, I would be up to my eyeballs in debt.
I can't tell if it's true for me either because I know... Back in the day when I had, like, literally no money and I was living in someone's living room in downtown Los Angeles, if I got $100, I'd be like, Amazon wig, time to do drag. Like, I have rent to pay. Yeah. Like, I have a lot of bills. Like, there was, like, things to do. And I was just like, did not have that money. So it's like, now I'm thinking about it. I was like, Klarna stuff?
But you can't, like, use Klarna for healthcare.
Oh, I want
like,
these diesel shorts. It's like, I know I'll have the money for those in a month. So might as well Klarna it. Like,
I don't think I've
like,
ever.
Like, this is a Klarna ad.
I've, like, never lived like that.
Well, now I'm actually, like, trying to, like I'm building businesses and doing art projects that cost a lot of money right now. So I'm, like, watching what I spend. And I definitely don't have that mentality, I don't think. It's like oh, I really want this. Like, it's, like, my dream pair of shoes from, like, the McQueen runway that, like, saved my life. And then it's, like, online. I'm, like, no.
When I
literally
was,
no. Like,
when
no.
I was poor, I would be, like, no. Like, I can't afford that.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. You didn't know me back then.
I've seen you. You would wear a new drag outfit every fucking day.
From the thrift store.
And?
And I was paying cash. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Babe, I was living off of free pizza from my pizza shop job and shopping at Value Village.
Well, is your Klarna contract up? Because you're talking shit about them
no,
now.
I'm just like, I don't understand. It was stressing me
back
out.
Back around. I mean, I don't really know. I always see the button, but it seems like hard. Because also, how do they know that you're going to pay it back?
I mean, I was a full spokesperson. I still don't understand it. I'm like, so there's no interest? Like, how? And why would you want that? Klarna was a fucking wild era. I'm going to have them... I'm going to send some stories of me doing the Klarna promo because it was fucking hilarious. It got to a ridiculous point. And there's also a compilation video of all the drag queens saying Klarna on Twitter somewhere. We have to deep dive and find it. Because it's... At one point, someone's going, Klarna! Like, screaming
it. Why also drag queens? Like, they literally had, like, a chokehold on the drag scene.
Craziest era. I can't believe you weren't around for that.
I know.
Now I'm more discerning. When I'm like, how many posts do you really want? Because, my God.
You're pretty down.
Not like that anymore. That was a fucking crazy. Even the fans were like, can you guys stop? We were like, we can't. We signed a contract.
Every drag queen in the world.
No, it was fucked.
Everyone.
It was fucked.
That has ever, done drag. I had to do that. It was crazy.
Klarna. I mean, today's episode is definitely not about that at all.
No, I don't even know how that came out.
Because you were talking about
easy payments.
For your hoodie.
Yeah.
Yeah, wearing our hoodies, easy payments, loves it. Today's episode is actually supposed to be about... We have this, like, notes app going, like a No Gorge notes app, And we always are just like, we have a thought. We're like, oh, we have to talk about that on the pod. And we write it down.
Yeah.
I'll have thoughts at like any given moment, different states of sobriety and different states
Crazy. Like I literally will go on. It's like, I'm watching her type live at 3 a.m. It's like, can priests masturbate? And I'm like, what? Like,
that's a valid. Okay, that's one of them. We took a screenshot of it, I think, and put it on our Patreon and asked them which ones we should talk about.
Part of me wants to say they're not allowed to.
To what? Vote?
Masturbate.
Oh.
What?
Our Patreon community.
Oh,
voting.
No. Priest.
Part of me says they're not allowed to vote.
No, priests.
It's such a great question, I think. Can priests jerk off?
I don't think you're allowed to touch yourself.
I think you're allowed to pleasure.
I don't think you're allowed to touch yourself at all because like the whole point of sex for like is to like procreate.
In Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that priests, obviously priests are not following those rules because they're fucking little kids and shit.
What?
Shots fired. Oh. I said it.
Oh my gosh. I mean, yeah.
So if they're fucking little kids and stuff, then they're definitely masturbating. But I think the rules are no.
But I feel like maybe any priests
out there watching, can you chime in?
I feel like they're not all crazy.
Did you go to Catholic school? Yes.
Yeah.
So did I.
Yeah.
And the priest was the captain of the water polo team, which I thought was odd.
Horny.
Because they're all wearing Speedos.
Ugh. That's crazy. I never had a water polo team. My priest was like...
Why do we have a water polo team? Like, first of all.
Well, I brought my nun at my church or my school. Her name was Sister Yo.
Sister Yo?
Sister Yolanda. And we called her Sister Yo. And Sister
That's
Yo.
That's very sister act.
When I was the president, coded. And I said, we're going to go see Magic Mike together. And I brought the sister and we went.
Is that legal?
Don't know, but we did.
When I see nuns or clergy folk doing things in real life, I'm like, are you allowed to be driving?
Well, she wasn't like wearing like the thing.
The habit?
Like, no. She was just like,
I think that's not allowed to. No. Put your outfit on. Why are you not in uniform?
No, I don't think they have to be in uniform, like, if you're, like, out and about. Like, it's very, like, Sound of Music. Like, you know, she gets to go watch the children and she gets
to... Oh, my God. It's like in Sex and the City when the nun is trying to get a, breast cancer screening. And she shows up in her habit the next day and Samantha's like, ugh. She's, like, using her uniform to get a cancer screening from the cancer person. And then...
Yes?
The... secretary lady finds out that she's dating Smith Jared, and then Samantha gets a breast cancer screening for her because she's the nun for Smith Jared. Apparently in that scene Samantha asks the nun if she can masturbate and the nun never asked. I guess clergy people are just like not
the
horny.
Nun never asked
God or asked like the nunnery,
so she probably just does
right.
Like, you don't know.
She doesn't know if that's a rule or not, so she's just going
to
town.
I mean, that's like my life motto. I'm just like, do until told no. And you know what's God's going to be like, just stop doing that.
Like, the horniest Catholicism scene in a movie ever. Let me see if you can guess it, actually. If you can think of a horny Catholic scene.
What's even a Catholic scene in a movie? Like, Sound of Music?
No.
Like, The Exorcism? What's like another, what's a Catholic scene?
We just saw The Pope's Exorcist. There wasn't any horny scenes in it, but. There are Catholicism movies.
I don't think I know a horny Catholic.
Okay, well, there's one I'm thinking of.
I mean, Jesus looks pretty hot on the cross.
What's the one with Nicolas Cage?
National Treasure.
Is it National Treasure?
Yeah.
Wait, the guy's like whipping himself? He's like albino whipping himself? Anyone?
I don't remember that.
I think it's... The Da Vinci Code. It's the Da Vinci Code. Whatever. Da Vinci Code or National Treasure might as well be the same movie. Are they both this Nicolas Cage?
I actually haven't... Wait, what was that one... movie that we watched on
whatever the albino guy whipping himself in front of a cross. I'm like, why? This is very Alejandro looking.
Not no.
Alejandro's a horny Catholicism moment for some reason. There's a rosary.
Yeah, no. I mean, Judas.
Judas.
Horny Catholicism. At hotmail.com.
Being betrayed. Have you ever been betrayed by somebody? Like a lover?
A lover?
Yeah.
No.
I have.
You betray me all the time.
But we're not lovers.
Well, we're enough to be betrayed. But lovers?
I betray you all the time. What are you talking about? How, when, why, and how? Here we are. Who, just, what, when, where, why?
It's just constant betrayal with this one.
What are you talking about?
No, but lovers?
When?
Oh my
Give God. Me one time I betrayed you. Like Judas. Like stabbed you in the back betrayal. When have I stabbed you in the back ever?
I'm not talking about this right now.
Uh-oh. Is this going to be a fight?
No, because I'm not talking about it right now. But I've never been betrayed by a lover. Because I don't think I've had...
When are we talking about it then? If not now.
Never. I have to live and let live.
Okay, well, I can drink. I'll
live and
get me a beer, bitch.
Live and let God.
Let Jesus take the wheel for sure.
But yeah, no. You've been betrayed by lovers?
Yeah, I mean, it was actually the other night you wanted me to go to his show, and I was like, I can't go to that, babe.
Oh, right. Which I feel like I've met this guy that we're talking about.
You did. I mean, I think your first, I mean.
But like, I
don't think it was, I was in love with this person, but I was infatuated, and I was like in like. I thought it was love at the time vibes.
So hard. I don't really get it. I've definitely never been in love, I don't think.
Well, I thought I was.
But now you're like, no, I wasn't.
No, I think I was just like dickmatized or infatuated.
Right.
I don't know. Lust. I was in lust.
But like, I've been to this show and I'm like, I don't see him. I didn't see him.
I don't know if he's like on stage or not. I can't go. If you wrong me, you're done for life.
That's not true. That's me. I'm like,
who has wronged me that I've let back in? We're talking about like career burn, like friendship.
I don't know. You're pretty romance. You're like really like a little angel girly, I think, which is so. I feel like when I read the comments, I'm like so gagged that people don't think that about you, but. You're just so, like, nice. Like, you just
people don't know that about me.
You just, like, would. If someone, like, if someone really wronged you and then came at you and was like, yo, I'm really sorry, like.
But no one does that. No one says sorry genuinely.
Well, you seem scary.
Well, whose fault? That's y'all. That's on y'all. That's perception. That is fucking perception. If someone was genuinely sorry.
But word on the street, apologize.
And came on their own accord also.
You would 100%. I think
I would probably forgive. I would never forget.
Right. That's kind of my thing too. I would. I always will forgive, but I think always in the back of my brain, I would be like, that person
fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Right.
You're not going to get me again. Well, some people do get me for a couple times. But usually I nip it in the bud pretty quick.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to love, lust, career.
Everything in life.
A few those things. But like missing a deadline on a clothing thing, it's like, okay, fuck you. But like, it's fine.
I get pretty crazy. I get pretty crazy with the like, you wronged me and you're done. Like.
Well, I tried to have you list off your list of, I have a list of enemies and you don't.
Well, I don't like to call people enemies. I'm just like, you were fucked, so you're like done. Like a lot of people I don't
That's
even
That's an enemy, period.
Well, I just like I would still say hi to them. It's just like, yeah, I don't wanna be in your presence anymore. Like a lot of people like we've even been talking about recently, it's like we never even had a falling out. I was just like, you're whack and you ruined my life and I need to leave you alone. Like it's not a falling out, it's just like goodbye.
Well, there's two lists. There's like an enemy, like absolutely not list, and there's like a oh we had a falling out and it's like whatever happened list.
Yeah,
there's two.
Yeah, but I also might just be like stupid and maybe I did have falling outs with those people and I was just like didn't notice because like some of my I'm like they do not like
no me. We went through this and you were like I was like oh well who would you be mad if I like became friends with oh, and yeah, you listed people.
We were playing a fun game. What was our game? We were like, what would you do if I fucked your
oh,
dad?
Oh my god, we came up with the most fucked up game ever.
We were like trying to piss each other off the most. We're, like, yes. So like we'd be like, what would you do if I took your best friend, fucked them, married them, and then like never talked to you again? Like, and then I was like, well, I would die and move away. And like we yeah. Like, and I was like, yeah, no, you would.
You did one. And that was crazy.
It was
I forget what they were, but they were just like so
we were just
fun.
Trying to out, like, piss each other off. Like, what would you do if I took your mom and then we went, like, it was just, like, wild. Like, we would just think of the craziest
no,
scenario.
I did for you. That
and
was
we'd be like, I'd kill you. Like,
yeah.
It was funny. I feel like I was turning your
you
pussy
were
out.
Turning,
I was like.
Because you know my spots.
I know. So I can twist them.
You're scary. You are. You are scary.
But it's hilarious. Like, I'm not in like a threatening way. Just like, I
gotta be careful with what jokes, I tell you, actually.
My jokes are, oh yeah, they will be formatted in a comedic stand.
They'll be thrown back in a comedic way.
You better watch out.
I know. Oh my God, you said a joke the other week that but still shake. Yes.
Oh,
we were. I can't even repeat it. It's like too.
You can't repeat that.
I can't repeat that.
That one is like only. There's some jokes that like I'm very good at like reading people. So
you
I'm very, 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 very good at reading, like roasting, like, you know, like
that's like hit the joke humor. You said to me. I did laugh.
My like advice. I actually did this interview the other day, and someone asked me my advice on it. And my advice is like, I'm just looking at people's outfits, their facial features, even if it's not like a bad thing. If it's just like your nose is a little like feminine, like if it's just like it could be gorgeous, I will be like,
Whoville, yeah, like Betty Lou Who nose.
Yeah, this little woman with her little slope ass nose might like ski trip down the schnoz. Will we like just
schnoz mountain
like,
over there?
Yeah, it's just like we'll just drive it home, and it's like they're just like. It has to be out of nowhere. It's something so random and obscure, and I will hit it home. And then I did one for Violet the other day that was like,
I'm gagged.
It was a little touchy subject, and then
it was hilarious. I laughed,
but I could never say it to anyone else. Like,
I don't think if you said it out loud right now, people would be. You would have an angry mob. There'd be a pitchforks coming for you. And I would be the victim.
By what? The emo community? The emo community? Yes. Like, shut up.
Everyone is emo out there.
Yeah. Maybe that's why my joke would hit. But yeah, I love a roast. And then I just like find little things, even if they're not bad. And you just like take it. It's like Violet's boots, love them. It's like, you've been wearing them a long time, babe. I can probably make a crazy joke.
Actually, like, I was going to talk about it because I have to get new boots because these fucking split open.
Well, you bought a new pair.
I know, but I want to have I have another pair of these, but I want like a new era of boots. Like, I feel like I like chronicle my life with boots.
I know.
Like, I'm like, that was the Balenciaga. Like, that was the Prada
this
boot era.
Blue is like my favorite boot ever. And I love the brand, and I have them in like every color. And then our friend who I think is the hottest person ever, Fernando. Sorry. Fernando, like, me if you're out there. He like has this.
Keep going. He has what are this, we talking about?
He has this brand called Mons, and they did a collab with this brand that I love. So I think that might be it might be my new era, Mons X Both Paris.
Very interesting.
Fernando's so hot. You don't think?
No, I know. I've known Fernando longer than you.
Yeah.
I introduced you to in a sweaty swamp of men.
And now look at us.
I know.
Me well, fawning from my podcast.
These boots are making a squeaking noise now, and I feel like fucking SpongeBob. You know the episode where he has squeaky boots? Look, listen to this. Listen to this.
Ew, that is so embarrassing. You do sound like SpongeBob. Those boots...
All right. It's like so I have to get new boots, but no one's making cute boots right now.
That was a good find.
I love these.
And I love these ones too because they have like cool bottoms, and like I have the white ones that like the bottom of these are like more defined. And I randomly got them on a shoe and they let me keep them. And then I bought like every other color because I'm obsessed with the brand. But yeah, boots and boys.
Well, I've never not worn boots. Like, I've worn boots my whole life. I've never not worn a boot. Like, I can't just, like, wear a sneaker or, like, a...
I had this weird... I've always worn...
I used
worn...
to wear creepers, I guess.
I've always worn boots, like, my whole life as well. And then I had a weird-ass Giuseppe Zanotti.
There's some Christian Louboutin shoes in there that I'm like, when those are, high are tops. You wearing those?
Those are high
Why
tops.
Why don't you ever wear them? I actually like them a lot. Can
I like them too. What?
Can I show them to the audience?
Sure.
I love these. These are so...
Yeah, no, Louboutin did like a anniversary. No, they did this like anniversary collection or something where they took all the scraps of like their shoes and like put them together.
I have a clutch that's like this.
Oh,
but it's like it's all the trash and all the like
it's like the tags and the pencil shavings
and like and they put it on clear vinyl, and it's so fucking cute.
It is such a good shoe.
Like that. It's so cute.
Yeah, this is a really good shoe.
Why don't you ever wear those?
I don't know. I need to bring them out.
I should find these as a boy.
Yeah, they're really great.
I love these. Anyways, I need to find new shoes.
Don't know where I'm going to find them.
Well, I got my bag stolen.
What?
Remember my Prada bag?
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
It was so crazy. You guys, I, like, left my bag in the Uber and I immediately noticed, but they were, like, driving the way and he was like, I don't see it. And I was like, how do you not see it? You just left. He's like, I just picked someone up. And they literally stole the bag out of the car and then they, like, used it for like one of my cards for like a dollar at a meter. You're
probably trying to test it out and see.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, so I just like canceled the cards and lost it. But I'm like, now I need a new crossbody cute bag.
That bag, but everyone had that. You need a new bag in general. I'm sick of your bags, honestly.
Okay.
That Balenciaga one.
Well, that one I literally got.
You started it. I know.
I started that fucking little.
But it is. I will walk beat in to death with an ugly stick.
I go to Balenciaga on Rodeo, and they're like, "That's the guy that got the bag when it was like only like $1,500." Because now it's like $4,000. They've like upped it so much. Babe, but I got it when like no one wanted it, so it was like.
How
so
many
cheap.
Of these fucking bags are they fucking producing?
Yeah, I was like, a lot.
I'm like, babe.
I need a really cute
Stop.
New bag.
Like, maybe some exclusivity with the bags. Like, Jesus. It's like every colorway, every size, every shape. It's like, whoa. Like, we don't know. I don't think the world needs all these Balenciaga
bags. I think
I
need, like, a cute, like, shape. And then I might get, like, Xanabane or someone to make me, like, a custom strap.
You gotta get Xana to make you a custom bag.
True.
But your Prada one got swollen. That one was also...
I also seen got that one
much.
Before everyone too.
Seen it a lot. Like,
I got it so early on in the game.
You're just the bag trendsetter, I guess. But it's
I
like,
am. Bitch, for some reason, I think it is my thing. It might be my gift.
Well, can you pick a new one? Because
I've been shopping. I don't see.
Yeah, I don't see. Same with the boots. I'm like, when?
There is this cross. It's like too big for an everyday, but there's like a Loewe one that's like a cross body.
You
like,
start carrying the pigeon around? You're like, this is my new bag.
They just did a porcupine, JW. Yeah.
Good old JW.
Good old J-dubs. But yeah, no, there's this like Loewe like crossbody one that was so cute. And this guy was holding it. I was like, that's so fierce, but it's like too big. It's more of like an airport moment or something. Mm. But it was cute. But today, the point of this all is that we were going to go in our gorgeous Patreon community, which you can click the link down below and join. We have the craziest list, like we were saying, and we posted some of the lists, like, ideas to talk about, and you guys on our Patreon community got to vote for what we should talk about, so we're going to hit some of those topics today.
I mean, I don't even know what the topics were.
These are, like, crazy, drunken typing
notes. Well, the first one was, are priests allowed to masturbate, and I think we concluded that, like,
no,
but also yes.
I think they
it's
do,
still,
but
the jury's
you're not
still
allowed.
Out. The jury is still out.
I just can't imagine Jesus being like, sorry now.
Well, I don't, like, it's almost like, why would he put the G-spot in your ass?
Okay, that's like a different
or P-spot.
Thing, but like, literally, yes.
No, it's literally like,
P-spot.
What? Prostate. Like, that's like, why would he do that if he didn't want you to, like.
That's what I always say. I'm like, you guys literally are actually thinking that. Like the way it's like worded in the Bible, I was like, that it does not translate like that to me. I'm like, no, you guys translated it wrong.
No, I think
man
laying
with
feel
another
guilty.
Man is not the that's not what that means.
People
like,
just feel guilty about pleasure. That's all.
Girl, your G spots in your ass, grow the fuck up and be a man and fucking get fucked.
Get
Jesus
fingered.
Christ.
Get pegged. I like think if more dudes got pegged, it would just be like
I was actually talking to like I don't know who it was, but they were talking about how they were talking to straight they had like straight girlfriends mm-hmm. and they were saying how they like the straight girls don't like
pegging
when guys like that.
What?
Yeah.
That's lame.
And I was like, yeah, isn't that so lame? Like
if I was a straight girl, I would be like
straight...
strap on. I would get a double. Do they have one that's like double sided and you can just like.
Yeah, of course. They have everything in the world.
Work.
But like literally the I'm like, that's of course like I bet a bunch of straight dudes are so like ashamed. Like that's so sad because
shame is
are...
like out. Shame is out. Being shameless
like,
is
that's
in.
That's so lame of girls to do. But I've like heard a lot of girls do that. They're like, oh, you're bi. Like, ew. Or like,
there's a lot
oh,
of
you're...
boring people out there, too.
Boo, let your boyfriend get a thumb up his ass.
Oh, 100%. All right. One of the topics. Who wrote this one down? Who's that? Like, who's that guy that Nikita Dragon paid to be his boyfriend?
Oh my fucking God. Yeah. What's his name?
The pay for play boyfriend guy, or Gilbert Godfrey? Like, that's the scale.
Yeah.
My doctor's a 6. Okay, he's a 5. He's gonna be a doctor, but you have to. What are we saying?
Oh,
you got
my
just
God! No, we're talking about physical.
I'm talking about all of it, whole package.
No,
he could.
We're talking about how hot guys can't fuck.
He made me laugh.
It's not about
okay physical. You're right. Okay, okay. But I didn't fuck him, so I don't know.
Right.
But physically, he's a 5. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, 5.5.
Yeah, I'll give that to you.
Okay.
But
I'm thinking physically a 6 who can make you laugh and come is like. Because you don't have to worry about them being too hot.
Yeah,
you can go out with them and people aren't going to be like fond. Like going out with a hot faggot to a faggot place is so annoying. It's so fucking annoying. You have to be like, oh my God, everyone's like obsessing. Even when I got with a hot guy, all of a sudden people were coming out of the woodwork being like, oh, we should all hang out. Like, let's have a 3-way. Da, da, da. And I'm like, okay, before I was what, chopped liver? Like, I'm the ugly duckling of the couple. Like, fuck you.
It is hard for us.
It is.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, literally,
I hate you. You're so fucking rude.
No, but I literally think, like, even this is like maybe, I don't even know if this is like transphobic. Like, internalized transphobia or whatever.
Can't wait to hear this.
But it's like, I literally, I'm like, oh, I need to literally be able to turn these faggots out so hard.
In what way?
In the sexual way. Like that, I'm like, you, it's like, honey, because it's like, you know, it's like a lot for some guys.
Which faggots. Part?
Hugging up is like their first like trans guy moment.
It sounds like a lot of people pursue it.
Oh, yeah, of course. And I will turn them out. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to disappoint. So it's like.
It's like a game.
Oh, I'm like
but
researching.
How do you turn it out? Is it in the room with us right now? Are you turning it out right now?
Not now. I'm saving it up. I'm doing Kegels. No, literally. I'm like making sure. Like, I don't know if that is. I don't know what you guys call that. If it's toxic masculinity.
How is this transphobic?
I don't get it. Towards myself that I'm like not good enough. Like, I don't fucking know. But I'm like in my brain. I'm like,
God.
I'm like,
everyone does
need to be able to like show these faggots that I'm gonna like destroy. Like, I don't know. It's in my brain. So I'm like,
oh my God.
Ready for battle.
Yeah, that's why when that guy the other day was like, we're doing slow strokes, babe.
That's been happening to me like a lot lately. Guys,
yeah, because
like,
you're fucking going in there, guns a-blazing, lion roaring, like, and they're like, whoa, like, we can just have sex. You don't have to be like showing, like,
I know.
It's not a fucking game.
And the past 2 guys I've done that are like the only guys I've ever done that. And I'm like, that's the best sex of my life.
Yeah, because you're just like, you're growing.
Yeah, I'm like,
you don't have to go in fucking with your sword up. Like,
well,
you can just be like, you can just have sex.
Well, I'm learning.
Are we? Is this a sexual wellness podcast?
It literally
is. What is our podcast even? Like, it's literally like bags, shoes, and dick.
Literally,
like, it's
we talk about like sex, and then sometimes we're like, time to review a Mugler runway. Like, it's like the wildest thing. I do not know.
What I'm saying is hot people have never had to try hard at anything, including sex. And yeah. So they don't know how to have sex right. Like, I want someone to put fucking break me off. Show me what you're working with.
Yeah, that's what,
like,
I was saying.
Put your back
like, I
into
feel like
it,
I
bitch.
Need to put my back into it because of my like little trans artistry is what I was saying.
Right.
And the guys that I fuck that are so hot, because I am a little picky.
Pillow princess?
So, no, I am not. I'm a little picky about the guys I fuck, so I usually fuck hotter guys, and it's like not that good usually.
I'm a pillow princess down. I'm like, you're fucking me.
No, even if I want to be a pillow
I'm
princess,
the one.
If they're like not into like bottoming at that time, even if I'm not into topping them, I'm pissed. I'm like, how dare you? And they're like, okay, you're going to fuck me? I'm like,
no.
I'm just pissed. Anyway.
All right. Next potential topic. I mean, in my brain, I don't even think it's main character syndrome. It's like you manifest your own reality. And so it kind of is. Like, you are sort of like the main character and the writer and producer and director.
Yeah.
I don't think it's real.
I mean, I feel like I'm going to sound stupid because I definitely think I have it.
Mm-hmm. You definitely do.
I definitely do. But like,
you do.
Is that, I just don't really get how that's not normal. That people don't think that they're like the center of their like reality. Is that not what that means? Or it means like everyone else is like below you? Or does that mean like,
I think it's more of like a pick, is it a pick me girl type of thing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm main character syndrome in the way, just like, I'm the main character of my life. Like, what? I'm supposed to think like someone else is? And I'm a background character in my own brain? Well, I think it's
just having a lack of empathy.
Like, I'm not
acknowledging other possible perspectives, I think is like the negative side of it.
Mm.
Where it's like, it's very like, that's true for you.
I just have it where it's like, oh no, it's like, this is my life. This is what I'm doing. And it's like fierce. And I manifested this and like loves it. And I love that you're part of it. And so fun, but it's my life.
Right.
But like, I'm not like.
I mean, it is weird when I hear you do stuff without me. I'm just like.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it is funny. Coming back, I'm like, okay, you didn't.
Do you. Nothing, everything didn't pause for me?
Yeah, like, you kept what? Existing and I was
That's
gone.
That's odd.
Yeah,
it's so weird.
I would just think.
I think it's more like if a tree falls in the woods and no one's around to hear it, did it actually happen? Did it make a noise?
If I was the tree.
But you. It's like if no one's there to experience it, it's not happening.
But if I was the tree and I fell, it's my life. I'm the main tree in the movie.
I think you fucked the analogy up.
I don't get it. Like, and also it's like if there was a girl like skateboarding and they were like, oh, she's like the main character. I'm like, if I saw her, but this is like my movie in my head. And
people
that was just an exciting side note to my like.
Well, life. I think when people are using it now as like when someone walks into a space and they're like, are magnetic, magnanimous. It's like, oh, she's giving.
Suddenly I see.
Yeah.
This is what I want to be.
Main character. Like, this is her moment.
Mm.
But for us, we're like, this is her moment in my movie.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that was fun. She had a side quest.
Side monologue. Yeah. Oh, there's a side story going on. Interesting. Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. Get a grip. We are not...
We say some of these drunk. I will speak on pop music in its current state and how it's just completely different. But I think we can attest that to the music industry being the most toxic industry to ever exist ever.
Yeah. I mean, even like
if I was a music person, like an Ariana, like whatever, like a singer, like an actual singer, I'd be like, no, I'm not, like, that's scary. Like, I'd be terrified.
Yeah. Like, and also, like, even I'm, like, making my little EP moment right now, and it's, like, the people that are producing it, it's like, oh, well, the songs are supposed to be this length now because on TikTok this happens, and so you want that. And I'm like, what?
It's not like art. It's like so. It's the I'm system like, is so.
I just like want
fucked.
This song to sound like this. Like I need the guitar solo, babe. Sorry, like I don't know. And they're like, well, this. I'm like, it's so weird. Yeah, if I was an Ariana Grande and I was just like a God-given singer and I had to deal with that industry like that, I'd be like, God, what am I doing?
No, I think she's like not dealing with it. Like she's like shut in. Like don't like. Here's the song. Like don't talk to me. Like.
Yeah.
Cut the crap.
I was like looking at her the other day. I was like, this bitch must be like truly. I mean, I'm like, I've like met her a few times and like we like kiki online and stuff. And she's just like a true angel of life. And I was like looking at her life and I'm like, she really must be just like the best person of life because the universe truly gives her like all her dreams. Like, I saw like a TikTok clip of her like saying she wanted to be Glinda and like Wicked for her, like since she was like born. Like, since she was, like, little. And now she's, like, in Wicked. As Glinda. Oh, like, everything she's been saying.
I love her new song.
And she's, like, such a good, like, God-given singer, actor, like, just does it all. Like, gets every. I'm like,
I didn't really realize. I guess she was on, what was?
Victorious. And then she got
what
her
is
own.
That? I've never
heard of that. There
was, like,
a show called
that.
Victorious. And she got a spinoff called Sam and Cat. Just off her character.
Like, I guess I'm like 100 years old.
Like, she literally
old.
Gets
I never
everything
because
she's just
this.
Like an angel. I think the universe is like, you're just so nice and talented. Like, here's everything. Like, because she's just like, gets it all and does like fundraisers. And she's like, I raised $2 million for trans people today. Like, she's just like an angel. I'm like, okay. I guess she has been through a lot of things, but that's definitely helped her be like a strong little diva. And she's been turning it more than, I just like can't believe she's just get, I just love it. I just love seeing people get their her dreams. Like, it's so fun.
Which probably has a, I don't know if she's a good team or not, but it sounds like they were like, well, let's make that happen.
She had a full audition. No, there's like a full video of like a Zoom call of them like telling her, and she's like sobbing. Like, oh, it's like so cute. It's like, yeah. You go, Ari. We live. We stand. So the last topic we were talking about that's on this notes app that people wanted us to talk about is Grindr game ads, which if you're not on Grindr, I feel like it's kind of like across the board on social media.
I don't know. Is there a straight equivalent to Grindr? No. I think the closest thing would be like Tinder, but I mean, Sniffies and Grindr are truly, I feel like Shiva would be gagged.
I just, yeah, well, Tinder and all those apps are so hard. I think I've even said this on the podcast before, but it's like, I'll like go on there and I'm swiping, swiping, swiping. And then by the time they match with me and then message me, I'm like, I thought you were hot like 3 days ago. It's like, baby, I'm 3 days fast. Older. Like,
the gays are almost too fast. I feel like it's like too many options.
Yeah, like Grindr's like right now. Sniffies like, is like this, here's Sniffies my location.
Sniffies is like meet me.
It's like Grindr's like, almost
here's
like,
my GPS coordinates.
Grindr's almost become like a Tinder. Like, it's like talking and like it's like too much almost.
Well, now, the guy that I
Sniffies
did,
is like, here I am. Here's me ass up in the bush down the street. Like, it's yeah, wild.
Sniffies is literally, you, there's not even face pics allowed. Yeah. It's literally you lead with the whole pic. It's crazy. Yeah,
it's wild. But okay, so there's these game ads that pop up, and some of them are playable. And it'll be like,
I want to play those games like, so bad.
It'll be like, the water's coming down, and you have to like move the pipes and avoid the animals and to like.
No,
get
this
it.
Is universal. This it's isn't like, just a Grindr thing.
It's like crazy, and I'm like, and some of them on Grindr, I'll like be able to play, and I'll be like, oh, this is fun. And
well, they like whoever designs those, like does it on purpose because it's like they like it's like obvious where you're supposed to move the brick or like whatever, and then they're like, don't do it, and you're like, I could do that.
Now sometimes I can't. I'm like, wow, gag.
Oh my god! Actually, I was on Grindr the other day. And this, I was like mentioning this guy who was like really close to me, and he was so hot, and he looked like legit too. Sometimes you can like tell when someone's a catfish. He like, I was like, oh, this guy's like hot and like looks like real. And he was like, hey, like we throw these orgies, like blah, da, 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 like, and I was like, oh, sounds fun. Like
by the Grove.
No, it was in Atlanta at the time. And even then I was like, oh, this is like probably so legit. Like, they're like, oh, it's like really like discreet and safe, and like everyone has to like send in the test results, and like we all like vet each other, and it's like actually a group, and we like host them and like schedule, and it's like a fucking like sex club basically.
I do like that. I've never been to one of those, but I really do like that, where they like send in the pics and they like vet you, mm-hmm. and then you get like a wristband if you're allowed to be filmed.
Oh, mm-hmm. My friend went to one of those in the Valley. He said it was like the best thing ever.
Yeah, I want to do that.
And so I was like in Atlanta, and I was like, oh, like this is like a thing. People like do this. And I was like, I'm not getting younger. Yeah. So let me try. And he's like, okay, well, send me your email. I'll like send you the stuff. And then he like sent me this link, and it was giving like scam. Like I was like, is this real? Is this a scam? Like, I get having to sign up for something, but I created a whole fake email too. Cause I wasn't gonna send him like my Violet Chachki email.
Jeez, how horny were you, bitch?
Well, I'm just like
making a new email.
Well, I'm not gonna give them my fucking like booking email. Like I'm a cross
dresser.
I'm a fucking cross dresser. I'm like, talk to Janet.
Yeah, your agent's like, so you got accepted for the sex party.
Literally. So I was like, well, let me like, and I created like a fake boy name and everything. Steven Waldorf.
That sounds rich.
Steven Spielberg and Blair Waldorf.
Oh my God. A drag king name. That's hot.
It does sound rich.
So rich.
Steven Waldorf is coming to the orgy.
Oh my God. He doesn't have
He runs
to.
The orgy.
He runs the orgy. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
But anyways, I like didn't fill it out because I was like, this is giving scammy vibes.
I also be like.
And he was like so hot. I was like, why? But like, not now.
As crazy as I am, as you guys have heard on the podcast, I would be like a little scared too. Like I would need a friend.
Right.
Like just like showing up like at the door being like,
Also, there used to be a gay sauna in LA and it closed down.
There still is.
No.
There's one in the Valley.
What is it called?
I don't remember the name, but fucking I know a guy that goes.
Let's go.
I'm down.
I went to the one downtown before it closed. It was so cute.
There's like two here.
No. There was one downtown that
the
closed.
The one in WeHo?
What's the one in WeHo?
It looks like a house.
Let's go.
There's like, yeah, there's a
bar. I want to experience things while I still can.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
I want to go. I was going to go to Flex in Atlanta, but I was like, Or Tokyo Valentino. You love that place.
I do love that place. There's this place, and it's like, has glory hole. Like, it's like the first floor is like cubicle glory holes that like have little
TV
like
screens,
TV screens
and, like,
and then
benches.
Little glory hole. And one time, me and Lala Rewet and went together, and we were like, hee-hee.
I want to go with you to Tokyo Valentino.
And then, like, upstairs is, like, an actual club with, like, it literally looks like the floor of Club Penguin.
What is Club Penguin?
Actually, if you know what Club Penguin is, that is literally what it looked like.
What is Club Penguin?
You don't know what that is at all.
No.
Oh, my God. It was, like, a...
What?
It was like a computer, like it was like a website where you like were a penguin. And
oh my God.
Fucking oh my God. It was like
nerd alert.
And you got to like build your igloos and you had little like puffles. And you
You're making
them.
This up.
No, I swear to God. And you got to go clubbing.
Penguin Club?
Yeah. Club Penguin, honey. Yeah. And it looks
This is
like
how you spend your free time.
When I was like 12. And I would rush home from school. I was like, oh, I gotta meet up with fucking like Porcupine 99 on Club Penguin. And then people would just start like sexting each other. Mm-hmm. And then they would block you. And one time I got blocked for saying a cuss word and I like cried.
Wow.
I know.
This must have really affected you.
You never had any of those like gaming?
There was one
like,
that was like World of Coke. It was like a Coca-Cola one and you had like a little avatar and you could like chat and you would like walk around little like pixelated rooms. It was like almost like a chat room. You'd be like, I'm from Atlanta.
Was that,
like ASL,
had, like,
age, sex, location.
I had Neopets, Club Penguin, Webkinz. Hello. Wii World. Did anyone hear Wii World? Oh, bitch. Wii World was the sex one. That is where it all started for me. It was like you got to make like a little avatar and you'd hop around. It was like Club Penguin, but like real people. And people would be like, horny as fuck and be like sex stories like wild and I was like so young I was like you're kidding and it was like the craziest thing ever and I would spend my parents' money on fake clothes for my penguins.
Wow, privileged.
You never heard of any of these
no.
websites?
I'm thinking about Chatterbait.
That
did you
is
ever
so different. That is extremely different.
Well, I did like whatever, like ASL chat room, all that stuff. Yeah. We're like, the 4 years between us are, it's a big difference,
okay,
babe.
I have to show you.
We should get, what's that chat roulette? Is it chat roulette? Is that what
yeah.
it is? We should do a No Gorge episode where we do chat roulette and we screen record it with the people.
And look at you, it was like scene era. Like,
oh my God.
Like, I can't believe you didn't have this.
Well, before MySpace, I did Zanga.
Like, look at it. Oh it was God. Like the era, I was like
Shutter Shades.
And like, it was wild.
But having anyway, lived through the scene kid era.
But no, TikTok is like, is so like family friendly that you can't like we would go on Chatterbait and what was the other one?
Chatterbait. I used to go on
Chatterbait
and it'd just be like dicks.
No. Chatterbait's like a porn website now.
Yeah.
It's
literally just like dudes jerking off and then clicking next.
Oh,
and if I got next, I'd be like,
wait, is that what I'm thinking of?
That's Chatterbait is the same thing.
And there's something I guess. Omegle, whatever. That was the same thing. And you would just like, and me and my friends would be like, click, click, click. And then someone would be jacking off and we'd be like, ah, and then we'd move on.
Okay, wait, we should do that and screen record it and post it as a No Gorge app. Would you guys want to see that?
We'll be like this.
And then we should do like the knee, like a knee or something. And it zooms out and we're like,
oh my God. Yeah.
Big dudes.
I love that. There was like this guy.
Do women get on stuff like that for free? If I was a woman, I would never give it away for free like that.
I don't think they do.
Good for them.
I think it's like fun. I think guys just try to like jack off to like.
Even photographed barefoot, I'd be like, no one gets a freebie.
I mean, I don't really know. I just remember going on and I mean, just screaming at all the dicks. I never was like, hey, what are you doing?
I think I'd totally be like a cam girl.
Are you kidding me? Duh. Thank God I transitioned young.
Wow. We wrote down some interesting topics there, didn't we?
Yeah, we have to keep the drunk ones going because they get crazy.
No, well, I think I also probably should start, if I do keep writing them down, like in the moment when I'm writing something down, I'm like, this makes perfect sense.
Oh, that and happens maybe to me every time. No, remember that one time I like woke up and I had a notes app and I opened it and it just said eye patch. And I was like, what did you're I like, want?
I'll know what that means.
I was like, what like, did I want from an eye patch? Like, is that maybe a look?
Like a look.
I have no idea.
Pete Burns.
No.
Did Pete Burns wear an eye patch?
Yeah. Yeah. That is just, I was like, okay, eye patch for sure.
Eye patch for sure. No, I definitely, if we keep doing this, like writing in the notes app ideas, we probably should elaborate a more on what we mean sure. So that we can do these videos and not be idiotic.
Yeah.
But love that so much. Thank you guys for voting on Patreon.
Yeah, head over to our Patreon. We're going to keep voting. We're going to keep hanging out. We're going to keep watching shit together. It's a very fun little place. I actually love it. So
me too. We need to watch some Magnolias and Mommy Dearest because it's, you've never seen Mommy Dearest.
No, I've seen it. But Violet literally is like the type of person that can just like quote things like it's in her job.
No, there's like, just like iconic
do the
quotes.
Full monologue of every movie in the world.
No. Only select movies. Mm-mm. Mommy Dearest, Devil Wears Prada, Some Magnolias, Matilda.
You can quote a lot.
Romeo and Michelle, which is having a sequel.
I did see that.
I want to promo their stuff.
Well, I saw, did you see fucking my promo that I need to be in and I need to be on that carpet and be like, the face of it is fucking Beetlejuice. If I need to go to the Beetlejuice carpet, I will die. My look, oh my God. Beetlejuice is my everything.
I know. I tried to go to the Barbie premiere and they wouldn't let me.
Really? Wait, what? You tried to go? They said not you.
Literally. Well, and I have a Mattel logo on me. Meanwhile, in the other countries, it's like, I feel like in America, it's just like, in LA especially, it's just like harder. It's like, no, there's way fiercer people than you, babe, that are like ahead of the, like they're higher up in the totem pole. In other countries, it's like, oh my God, superstar drag queen of life needs to be here. Sissy Muffin Top.
No, in America, the second they see drag queen, they're like, should we make it that type of event? Like, it's
100%.
Like,
they're like, ew. Is it inclusive in that way? I don't think
so. I don't think so. Yeah, like, we already have two POC. Like,
yes, it's like, boy. Yes, like, it's like we've reached our quota for inclusivity already. No, yeah, and they have more followers, too, so.
Yeah, it's wild. Like, they're like, I know for a fact.
No, and like, then even our, like, team, I feel like, is like, well, I don't want to be the person that brings the drag queen.
100%. To the fucking,
even our friends, I think, are like that. Oh, they're like,
no, even sometimes I'm like reading things, I'm like, oh God, like they can't find out I'm trans because they're already freaking out about the drag queen thing. It's like enough. It's like too much. I'm gonna send them over the edge.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching this week's episode of
No Gorge.
And we'll see you next time.
Mwah. Love you, Gorge.
No Gorge.